we've got a new big deal event that we're extremely, extremely happy about. This year we are expanding into the Springdale area because...
That's Joe Giles, executive director of the Bikes, Blues and Barbecue Motorcycle Rally, addressing dozens of people at a press conference held at the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce last week. The press conference was held to announce the new attractions and events that'll take place this year during the September 28th through October 1st festival. According to Giles, the nation's largest non-profit motorcycle rally plans to expand to Springdale this year since it has outgrown its footprint in Fayetteville.
We ran out of places to expand, and at the same time, we believe in the regional concept. This is not the last expansion that we will make. We will make further expansion into Springdale. With any kind of luck at all, we will have a presence in Rogers and Bentonville in years to come, perhaps down south as far as Fort Smith.
The rally will host the first ever Bikes, Blues and Barbecue Arena Cross Big Air Extravaganza at the Parsons Arena in Springdale on September 30th and October 1st. The event will feature cowboy Kenny Bartram, a nationally renowned freestyle motocrosser from Oklahoma. The rally will feature other firsts as well.
Certainly, the lawnmower races on Friday night out at the fairgrounds. I can't wait for that. And, of course, also at the fairgrounds, we'll be having the Circus Una High Wire Motorcycle Thrill Show. That's going to be a whole lot of fun and something that a lot of folks will want to see. That comes under the kind of category, the heading of family-friendly events.
Joe Giles says the rally is intentionally focusing on becoming more family-friendly this year by adding events such as the Circus Una High Wire Act, a children's bike parade on Saturday, tethered hot air balloon rides, and fun activities at a local church to its list. In addition to the aforementioned events, the rally will also feature musical performances by Candlebox and upcoming country artist Jamie Johnson at the Amp, and by local artists such as Jeff Fox, Catfish Jackson, Boston Mountain Playboys, and others who will perform at Baum Stadium, Dixon Street Main Stage, and the Washington County Fairgrounds. According to Joe, planning is already underway for the 2012 and 2013 rallies. When asked about the one goal the Bikes, Blues and Barbecue organizers work toward while planning the event, he has this answer.
The one thing that we keep first and foremost in mind is what will our customer like? Everyone who comes to town, we consider they're our customer, they're our clientele, they're our friends. What is good for them? What will they enjoy? What will make this a good experience for them? And that all translates into donation dollars for our charities. And our charities are the most important thing about it.
More information on the 11th annual Bikes, Blues and Barbecue Motorcycle Rally is available on bikesbluesandbbq.org. You can also find them at facebook.com/bikesbluesbbq. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.